Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Death Without Company by Craig Johnson, narrated by George Guidel. This book is copyrighted 2006 by Craig Johnson. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by Recorded Books. The author opens this book with the following Basque proverb: "A life without friends means a death without company." And now, Death Without Company.
Chapter 1.
They used fire back in the day.
What the old cowboy meant was that folks who were inconsiderate enough to die in the Wyoming winter faced 4 feet of frozen ground between them and their final resting place.
They used to build a bonfire and allow it to burn a couple of hours, melt through the frost, and then dig the grave.
Jules unscrewed the top from a flask he had pulled from the breast pocket of his tattered jean jacket and leaned on his worn shovel. It was 28 degrees outside. The jean jacket was all he wore, and he wasn't shivering. The flask probably had something to do with that.
"Now we only use the shovels when dirt clods roll into the grave from the backhoe."
The tiny man took a sip from the flask and continued the throes of philosophic debate.
"The traditional Chinese coffin is rectangular with 3 humps, and they won't bury you wearing red 'cause you'll turn into a ghost."
I nodded and did my best to stand still in the wind. He took another sip and didn't offer me any.
The ancient Egyptians had their ascent.